Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Robert Brands being back on the show. Robert has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last handful of years. He's the president and founder of Brands & Company, and he's a guy who helps us understand more about innovation, especially innovation, but the ideas that lead, also the ideas that lead to those innovations. His book is called Robert's Rules of Innovation, and he's here to talk to us about those things. Robert Brands, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. Robert, one of the things that happens in every small business, mine and probably yours and most likely everyone listening right now, is we have all these ideas. We have all these things that we get in our head that we rule them in. We say, oh, wow, that's something I ought to look into. And then we quickly say, no, that won't work. And then we have four or five more, and then we finally say, okay, you know, that's a good idea. And then sometimes we just follow that idea, and we capitalize it. We give it some money, and we try to grow it. Turns out it was a mistake. And so there's got to be a process, Robert, by which a small business can come up, can sit down for, you know, in a dedicated way and say, okay, here are the ideas that I have. I need to change. I need to adjust. I need to freshen up my company. Which one is the best? And come up with the one that really is the best. There ought to be a way to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, it's even more fundamental than that, Jim, because when you think about idea prioritization as to what idea should I really be working on versus another, because many companies have plenty of ideas. They're not short of it. And mm-hmm. if they're really smart, they really start with the basics and the fundamentals and really talking and asking input of all their employees, listen very carefully to their customers. To be honest, just the way Ford Motor Company has done, they're doing so well because they listened carefully to their customers, and they're doing great. But ultimately, so you have plenty of ideas, but you got to select some because you cannot work on all. Right. Everybody has the biggest challenge is resources, right? Money and time.
That's
just,
right. Money and time both apply to another one, and that's people.
Right. So, and in a small business environment, you know how your day goes. You go to work with a plan to do something, to work on something longer term, maybe even strategic,
yeah.
but you're starting to put out fires the moment mm-hmm. you arrive at work. And that is, first of all, the first thing you have to realize, the big challenge you have, especially in small business, in trying to avoid just get caught up in putting out fires day after day, because you go to work with all best intentions, maybe you even have an early start, and try to separate yourself from it, but it's a huge challenge. So before we go on, I would really say empower your people, you know, delegate. You know, give it to the next guy or person that you can, because you hired them because you believe in them and they can do the job. You know.
How do you do that, though? How do you give an employee license to have to be thinking about ideas and not risk them, you know, getting sidetracked and not doing their job?
Oh, no, I think it's part of the job. I think it's part of the job for any employee to think along, to see how we can things mm-hmm. do better and more efficient. I don't know how much time we have before the break, but a real quick example.
Go ahead.
There is a company down in South Florida called Hollywood Woodworks, and they used to make those wonderful-looking bars in brand-new hotels, like the high-end Ritz-Carltons. When
right.
you walk into the bar, it looks like an old place that's been there for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
They make them from scratch. Well, of course, with the recession, they nearly got out of business because there was no remodeling, no new construction. So
right.
the president was smart enough to ask all his employees, from the woodcutters to the painters to the maintenance people, what can we do with the assets? And then he employed like 200 people. So ultimately, the ideas bubbled from the bottom up, and mm-hmm. and they found out there were some church benches to be built, and it kept them in business. But it just shows you that ideas can come from anybody and should be coming from all over the organization. Mm-hmm. It's not just you, the business owner, that should be thinking about all best solutions and ideas in the organization. So the first thing really is to have a very open environment for discussion.
So as you're wondering where your business should be going, and to make sure that you don't get stale and stuffy and hidebound, you wonder where's the next great idea going to come from. Well, Robert just gave you an idea, and when we come back, I'm going to get him to help us sort of triage those ideas. He's got a system. He's got a method that he recommends. That where we take all these ideas, and we got five or six of them, we actually go through the process to find the one that is more likely to be successful. Robert Brands and I will be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.